dated, just hate it. Fuck all them ratings, just pay me. I make decisions when I'm at tables, that's how I made it. Stay focused just like a laser. Don't chase them, no, I replace them. Been grinding on the low, now I'm ready for infiltration. Can't wait till I finally make it, just kicking it with my baby. Sit back and throw up hundreds while we play with big booty ladies. Got time for no complications, fake niggas that cry like baby. Then already drove the road and it's not really all it make. This time I'm back with a vengeance, a veteran, very militant.
Yo, what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Uncut Knowledge Podcast. I forget what episode we on sometimes because we've been doing this mug a lot. 84.
Yeah, we doing
a lot of them things. 84.
Oh,
we got to do something for the 100 episode.
That's 4-4-4.
You know, we'll give something.
About numerology.
Think about something to give away. Whatever random nigga comment on
face mask.
We'll give you a face mask. God damn it. But,
customized.
What is up?
What's cracking lacking?
Oh no, back on the couch.
We've been Zoom. The Zoom edition, you bitches.
Back on the couch. Coach, turn your mic around. Turn my mic around.
There you go.
Alright.
Turn your mic around.
What's cracky lacking, my friends, my family? How's everyone doing? I haven't been here for a while on Zoom, you know what I'm saying? I've been either at work or knocked out or busy. Just not here, able to do it. But it's your boy Frazier on the ones and twos. And also, you know, third eye savior. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody's doing good, fantastic, stupendous, wherever you're at, whatever time it is.
Right.
Yeah. It's me, Horoscope, just back again, you know what I'm saying, just to hear, to enjoy the word, just here to, you know, speak on life, honestly.
Life and news.
Thank you for having me again.
No, certainly, fam.
Welcome, my brothers.
Let's get into it.
You're right into it. I want to open up by my boy Nick Cannon. I appreciate the interview that I saw today with the rabbi. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the rabbi's name. I let the engineer look it up later. But hey, great interview, man. Cause yet, I don't know if you guys caught it, but you have yet to dispel anything that Nick said. I have yet to find out what he said was so anti-Semitic to where, you know what I'm saying, it got people mad.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Can you spread that terminology for the people that may not know what that word means?
Well, as you know, Nick Cannon of late has been in the media for his comments when he had interviewed Professor Griff.
You remembered?
They took out maybe 4 minutes of an hour and a half interview and pretty much said he was anti-Semitic, pretty much speaking out against Jewish people. And you know,
Arabic, African descent, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and he said, well, a lot of the question is, and people been saying, well, where did he say this anti-Semitic? Because if you look in the books and the scriptures and science, a lot of things would say, you know, we are Semitic people.
Mm-hmm.
We come up from the, was it African, Asiatic? That's a tongue twister.
It's a
African, Asiatic.
Yeah. Aramic? Aramaic?
I don't know.
Hebrew, Arabic. I mean, Hebrew, yeah, Arabic, and Aramaic, something like that.
It's a word. Anything Aramaic, from the Afro-Asiatic coast, so things dealing with Arabic,
Afro-Asiatic.
African, everything African area, those.
And it was Rabbi Abraham Cooper.
Yes, he had an interview with Rabbi Cooper. Yeah, which is he has a lot of accolades, well known rabbi in the Jewish community. So, him having an interview with Professor Griff, he's now, which he dropped today, came out earlier today, he had an interview with Rabbi Cooper and asking a lot of the interview. Nick was trying to get to the point of, okay, so I've hurt people. I don't ever just want to hurt people. Mm-hmm. You know, so in my heart, I'm always going to apologize for hurting people. But at the same time, I want to learn and I just don't want to give my, I guess, of my bigger apology, because there's no need for me apologizing if I don't learn from what it is. So him, like you said, being a student, he was saying, well, tell me what did I say that offended you, that offended the communities, so I won't say it again and won't make that mistake again. And the dude, Rabbi Cooper, kept pretty much dancing around the question. He'll go into a story from him being a survivor or knowing survivors mm-hmm. of the Holocaust. He kept referencing a man that survived the Holocaust versus just saying, okay, this is what you said, Nick. Like, he was saying, you know, like, nigger for us, that's when we know if somebody, you can be, in my opinion, you can be critical of a culture or mm-hmm. people and not be racist against them.
Yeah, you can, like, have criticisms for how they can adjust or do things better as a community, but that
right.
it's not racist.
Like, for black people, like, you can criticize and say things, but then when you get to the point where you start using niggers or monkey, or they're low, they're good for nothing, they're always blah blah, mm-hmm. they gang, when you start generalizing and putting everybody in one thing, like one blanket, then it becomes that. And even in the Professor Griff interview, you can go back and they both said, we're not talking about all Jewish people. We're talking about there's a select few that we believe that are in power that doesn't want to see others come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so he was bringing that to the rabbi, and he could never say what it was. They were always going to stories, and Nick Cannon was like, I don't want us to get into comparing struggles, because we know y'all have been oppressed, we've been oppressed. So in order for us to come together, I want to know what not to say and what do we need to do to come together. And he could never give those answers, and it got to the point where he even said things like referencing the dude Simon
Wiesenthal.
Saying pretty much don't be susceptible to the victimization role. If you learn to step out of the victimization role, you can go further in life. And he was pretty much saying, like, you guys got to step out of that role. And it's like, you say that, but
we still haven't got an apology.
We've tried that. We've done the Black Wall Streets, and y'all came and shut it down.
Everything.
You have the redlining where you made it specifically hard for black people couldn't get in certain loans, couldn't live in certain areas. You had these things. You even had it so much to where you say, you know what, y'all vote is not even a full vote. You get 3/4 to vote.
Yeah.
On top of what we talked about, Jewish people, they get reparations.
They've got reparations. My bad. They got museums. You know what I'm saying? They got, even where all that shit happened with the Holocaust, they got a mass apology from the fucking government and other buildings to salute towards that. And they, you know what I'm saying, they acknowledge that they were wrong. America is having a very hard time acknowledging that slavery is wrong. It's get over it. Don't act like a victim. It's like, well, nigga, it's kind of hard to not be a victim
when you're still victim.
When you're still victimizing, fam. Like, you moved away from your issue and came to America. I have never seen a white man in America be like, goddamn Jew. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same extent to it being in America. In my eyes, we're living with our oppressors. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Jews, all that shit, all their systematic things was acknowledged up front. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that. We didn't have nobody come over here help us, you know what I'm saying, to end slavery. Like, it was one nigga that happened to live here. You know what I'm saying? It was no other countries coming over here like, we gotta help the African Americans. They being, you know what I'm saying? It was one nigga say, you know what, let's abolish, I'm gonna try to abolish slavery, I'm gonna do what I can. I can't get rid of all.
That wasn't his goal, because as we know, Abraham Lincoln, they said black people are less than white people. He said them words, y'all, they don't ever want
to. I feel like he had to
hear the history.
Yeah, nah, they most certainly didn't want to hear the history,
the full history. And a lot of things what Nick Cannon was saying is like, y'all saying I'm anti-Semitic, but I'm just saying that we are
just fucking up.
We're the Jewish people too. We're saying we're Jewish too. We're the original people, part of. So why can't I identify with that? But when I say it is anti-Semitic, But
like, basically, why can't I be honest about what's real? Like,
and then with the interview, what? Because Nick Cannon brought it to say, okay, let's come together. And the dude, he was really hitting him with some points, and dude was just like, you just kind of proving Nick Cannon, Progressive Griff's point, because, okay, you saying you guys hate evil, this, that, we hate evil too. Okay, so we both agree that white supremacy is evil, so, and we see it happen. Why haven't we come together to make that happen?
Why is the results the same?
Why is it? And he's like, well, you know, if you guys do this, then you can probably get in. Things like that, you suggested stuff, but I'm asking, why haven't we come together to stop that?
They took out.
He's trying to keep going around.
They took out all the methods.
You know what I'm saying? They took out all the methods to get them out of the control system. We still in a deep control system. We in the worst control system than any race on this world.
Right.
So it's like,
and the dude was. He would preach things like Martin Luther King. What did Martin Luther King want for you guys? He wanted us to be one thing, but then Nick Cannon said, but also he realized towards the end of his life that dream was a nightmare, that it wasn't even about race. It's more about capitalism and making money.
And they was capitalizing off of Martin Luther.
He was capitalizing. And Malcolm X. America's been capitalizing off the black man.
Martin Luther King got offed. So,
you know what I'm saying?
How do you want the people to stand with somebody that leaders? Got off?
And he went through it. He said, what Martin Luther King did the peaceful way and said, this, come together, y'all killed him. Malcolm X was on the other side and y'all still killed him. So what it is you don't want us to be equal, but you don't want us to be apart from you either because you need that money with the cash. Mm-hmm. And so Nick Cannon just kept asking them those things and trying to get to the root of that, and he just could not answer.
He couldn't handle them body blows.
Because he was trying to play. He wasn't trying to come together. He was on the defensive. That's why old dude couldn't answer none of his questions, because he's just like.
And he was very direct. What did I say that was anti-Semitic? Why haven't we come together? What do we need to do? You know this man, instead, the dude got. He started bashing Louis Farrakhan. You said you started comparing him to Hitler. You called him a monster, and you said he might even be an agent
but why did
of
he say
a white supremacy.
But why did he say that?
Because he's trying to dispel.
And another thing, I'm like,
the so nation like,
did he name out any facts of that?
And that's the thing. What people don't realize, a lot of things that Louis Farrakhan, especially the stuff that I've seen, comes from the Bible. There's a quote in the Bible that says, thou shalt not be called rabbi. There is only one teacher, and for everybody is all brothers, all brethren. This comes from the Bible. It's in there. I looked it up.
Yeah.
I said, nah, that ain't what it say. Matthew 28:8, I believe, gave it an all version. So, what do you have to say about that? What can you tell me? And when he kept hitting him with stuff like that, he has nothing to go around. So I said, well, thank you, Nick Cannon. So now I want to see what everybody that was on his head was kicking him down. So now what do you say about this? You told him to, well, Nick Cannon should talk to some rabbis from the community and really get their understanding. He brought one on there, and he didn't say none of what Nick Cannon was saying was untrue. Even after that, you couldn't tell him. Could not tell him.
It's crazy. You know, they got a purpose behind this. You know what I'm saying? They took out 4 minutes.
It's condemned if you go against and go for it, because the Professor Griff interview is off. I think Tariq is off. I think he had Professor. There's a couple other dudes.
Basically, the people that spoke the truth about
From
Hidden Colors.
They took him off, but yeah.
They took him off?
Yeah, them interviews is not. On the last time I checked.
Basically, the people that spoke the truth about our race.
Yeah, the people that spoke the truth.
They don't want to.
No. Get them off. But then you allow the Jewish rabbi to come on and call another leader a monster,
racist, and all
compared him to Hitler. But yet, this man is not committing no violence against.
No crime.
Against
no
one. Now, one of y'all.
All I seen was uplift people. And it's not even just black people. Everybody.
The fact that you can deem something bad and then say he could be an agent of white supremacy
and turn around and do the same thing that you just said Nick Cannon was
you basically bad for. I can't even take your word on you, man.
Come on, bro. Like, you at this point, bro, you just have to know he's never gonna win, bro. Like, you, no matter how we present it to him, unless we cooning, that's the only way to be like, look at him.
And I think a lot of people got mad too with the fact, because he said I had to choose my words carefully, that because you're not melanated, you're kind of lesser, but he didn't mean lesser as a person. I think he meant lesser as in biologically.
Yeah, biologically.
Because when you don't have it's certain things that allows you, when you have melanated skin, that's why there's now
yellow.
That's why there's now melanated transplants. People are getting melanin transplanted into their bodies to help with certain things. So
I feel like they've been doing that shit. It's just been underneath the radar. That's why it's been...
They mentioned that in Hidden Colors. That's probably why they took off Tyreek.
It's medically proven. Your body and melanin absorbs the sun and gives you energy, vitamin D.
Your skin is the largest organ on your body. So us being melanin and the greatest source of energy coming from the sun,
we're baby Superman.
Automatically be... You get what I'm saying? We're not saying that we're going to be more... that we're superior, but... In a lot of aspects, we are superior when it comes to...
Biologically, it's like certain animals, a polar bear flourishes in the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
But if he comes down to Madagascar and Africa, he will die instantly.
Yeah.
He's not
animal
equipped.
Don't even got to touch him.
You're not equipped.
Hey, people and family, I recommend y'all go check out Tyreek Nasheed, Hidden Colors. He has 5 documentaries of him.
Tyreek Nasheed.
My bad.
It's Najir.
Tyreek Nasheed.
Made him Indian.
Hey, but man. It's like, okay, y'all keep saying, oh, well, he's lying, this, that, this, and the other, but yet nobody has come with the argument against it to say, it's all, they don't know what they're talking about.
It's all people reacting on snippets of shit without hearing the full statement. Oh, I didn't know that was your full viewpoint. I can't take back what I said because my position, and people are gonna probably criticize me. So I'm just gonna go around it.
And I said it on Instagram. Hey, we have to have the talk because it's not fair that everybody. Their history and who they are, the people where they come from, is on display, and has to be judged on the national scale. But yet, their history is mental. You got to look past it. What that ain't happened?
They get over that shit.
Oh, right. And to give you a little bit of context to what you said about your Bible verse is Matthew 23:8. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you all are brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue on.
Facts. That is knowledge that is uncut.
So if carry on. Even out there, if Nick Cannon was to follow the teachings of the Bible, there's no even need for me to speak to a man that's called rabbi. The Bible told me right here that I shouldn't even be talking to them people.
Because you know no more than me, man. Human. We are all equal.
And I've said it plenty times. I said it plenty times on shows. Like, this world wasn't founded. America wasn't founded on friendships and morals. It's a God-made world, but it's man-ruled. It's man-laws. So when you do those things.
Man-governed.
Lie, cheat, steal, rape. You have to continue to do that now because you always have fear of retaliation.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I did this to these group of people. If I give them a little push, they might do what I did to them. Nah, we got to keep it. We got to stay.
Let's just make some business.
Guilty conscience. They just running from. And see, that's another thing, bro, that I just don't understand about. I don't know what to call them at this point because I feel like they may get offended by anything.
Caucus.
I want to call them Caucasoids.
You don't like Caucasoids?
You know, white people or whatever. Like, bro, the fact is, you got all of these minorities around you, and they're not even trying to kill you.
They don't care.
They trying to help
grow.
And you just like, nah, man. They get up there, and I'm asleep. They gonna catch me.
And this has always been a thing when people say, "Well, go speak to a rabbi. Go speak to a Jew." They always say these, but why does it always have to be a white Jewish person? Because there's plenty of Jewish people out in the Middle East. There's black Ethiopian Jews. There's Mexican Jews. There's plenty of different colored Jew people to talk to. So why am I always getting the point of view of the Caucasian?
That's the only stereotype that they'll keep alive. I don't mind being a white man and honestly, they depict me of having money and like bro.
Honestly, that's across the whole world. Because if you from over here, from China, Japan, they only on the social on media news, they only project the light skinned version of the Asians. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's dark skinned Asians that look just like us.
Those are the you know what I'm saying? There's indigenous people on every continent. Facts. There's color to every continent there is.
But and if you don't believe so, go look up Bill Nye the Science Guy. He said it himself.
Oh, yeah. I seen that last week. I was like, yo.
You're going to see people of color in England. Not like the indigenous people, the people that found it and like took care of the land before it was taken over.
Yeah, I'm just about to say,
you know what I'm saying? Like there's indigenous people too. Have you ever seen a colored Asian man? They just us with little eyes.
Call him The Rock. Call him Dwayne.
Come on, bro. Like Dwayne's son. This nigga named Dwayne's son.
Dwayne's son.
I am Dwayne's son. They call me Andre Lee. That's what you got.
But like they always portray the lighter.
You got a mean nose.
You know, Jesus got portrayed as.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, they whitewashed everybody, boy.
They say sheep. What they say?
Hair of wool. Boy, I sheep's at that wool, something
when I was
like
kid,
that.
I was like, they don't look like
no wool. Bronze skin and everything.
That shit look like my sheets, nigga.
Name is Jesus and
silk sheets.
And what is it called? Latin was the first language, and J in Latin is silent. Yeah. So it's like.
I don't see no white Latin people. Where they all at?
In every language, J is silent. Except English.
That's because English is a cursed language. And the things that we're not supposed to pronounce, we pronounce it to that extent. Because that's what we've been taught and corrupted by. And I still don't understand how America is only people that be like, y'all need to learn our language. But every other continent... English is like an elective off jump, nigga. You're first grade learning English.
We was watching that Down to Earth by Zac Efron. It was a 12-year-old that knew how to speak like 4 or 5 languages.
They don't got homework.
But she didn't even know how to do math.
Because English is not important. You know what I'm
saying? Who didn't know how to do math?
The little Asian. Remember they said she was 12? It was the other one who knew how to do
English,
math.
No, they...
She... All the other languages.
Huh?
English,
like it's like a throwaway.
English is English was made after the original languages were made. Why English. My bad. I think
Hebrew
I.
Hebrew and this like just kind of put together.
They put literally all goddamn languages together and then added some extra shit. Into English.
Take that J. Jesus, they ain't gonna know who that is. It's Jesus.
That's why English is one of the hardest languages to learn. It does not make sense.
Not at all.
Letters and still don't even belong there. Like, what the?
And a little context to that is English language. English is a West Germanic language that was first spoken in early medieval England and eventually became a global language. It is named after the Angles, which is
West Germanic. It's not even
one of the ancient Germanic peoples that migrated to the area of Great Britain and that later took their name and their land.
They just, boy, these niggas take everything. I will commend white folks on that. You niggas are some great conquerors.
Y'all some great copycats. That's what y'all are.
They some copycats, but you still got to. You got to be able to go to a land, eradicate most of their people, then erase their history, and then brainwash them to thinking that you meant them good the whole time.
But that's their whole. That's been their whole plan.
That's what I'm saying. They're some great conquerors.
You gotta survive.
They need to make a Funko Popper.
The Rocky. And that's all Nick Cannon was saying, bro. If y'all want to call people savages, let's look at facts.
You know what I'm saying? You got
your president calling us thugs for protesting and not even seeing how the riots started. Oh, they're looting. Nigga,
they don't even know the definition.
You gotta keep what a thug is. You gotta keep your money suppressed. You know what I'm saying? They don't do it.
The word thug is really they really want to say nigga.
They don't do well in losing. See, because a lot of stuff they'll tell you. Them Indians before they took the Indians was smacking them up.
Everybody was
smacking the taste out of
China.
You shoot me, you better hit me with this gun.
Because I got a couple of these.
I hit you with this.
Go down, nigga.
I hit you with this hatchet.
5 minutes later, nigga already dead.
I hit you with this hatchet. It's a wrap. Yeah, I'm getting up close and personal.
But see, that's the thing. China was the first people.
We gotta take your food away. We gotta pull it. We gotta make you sick.
We gotta do everything. We gotta, bring you these STDs that we made.
All your pyramids. You know what I'm saying? Gotta.
I learned a lot of stuff through pantry. I learned that nose, they knocked the nose off the.
Yeah, because he looked black. He was a black nose.
What cartoon was it on? Took the nose off.
Boy, that was Fairy Odd Parents when they did that.
That's
movie.
A couple. They
a lot of few cards.
I think they did a couple where they like in the
Latin,
future,
I think it
future
the
to the past.
You said Aladdin?
I think so. Like part of it.
Yeah,
then you know then. Don't your knees get happy? Still coming off.
Chop off that goddamn nose. That's not a white man's nose.
And then it's a lot of crazy stuff.
What you saying about China, Cam?
Oh, that China, they invented the gun. You know who took that shit? The white man, because they have no skills. I'm not gonna lie. Vikings had skills. I feel like if Vikings.
That was a different type of white.
But that's a different type of white.
But that's what Nick Cannon was saying. Because of y'all environment, you have to be the way you are. It's a lot harsher. Mm-hmm. Food is scarce. Wolves are a little more. Lions are chilling. Like, we got food here.
Yeah.
We're not worried about y'all, but we got 1,000 gazelles over here.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got the predators out there. Ain't too much food out in the mountains and the snows. Caucus Everybody's mountains. Food, goddamn. You catch you out here on a bad day, you might get ate up.
Yeah. By Earth. Earth is gonna eat you alive.
And we all know that cold weather, it make you, after a while, you.
Fuck, I'm tired of being cold. God damn it. Like, you ain't got no choice.
First white man come to Africa. What the fuck? Why is it always hot here?
You know, you need your sun. That's energy. That
first white man life. In Africa died that day.
Boy, melted.
Hey, sunscreen was invented for
fucking
a reason.
Hot.
Every time I hear a black person say, bro, I'm gonna put some sunscreen on, I'll just look at it. I'll say, boy, I ain't never gonna use sunscreen a day in my
like, what? You got to be out precaution. Of the sun for a long
you got like if you in, if you in Arizona, man, me being in Arizona, you just feel like it's just so goddamn hot. You like, bro, I got to put something on. Like, goddamn.
I live in
something got to put on. I can't put ice cubes on me. Like, nigga,
you'll go up in them, you Superman. You get them rays.
Hey, that's what Superman came.
You know, we got part caucus in us.
No, they got us in them. Like, if you think, because even Jane Ely, you gotta look. If you know your color, especially you artists out there, the color of white person ain't nothing but the lightest form.
Yeah,
of brown.
I feel you.
If you keep
adding, diluted,
if you keep adding white to brown, you will eventually get to your color.
It's like, what's a nigga named Professor?
You can't even tell that they got white descendants.
No, that's facts. Black contains. White, but I mean, like, we have a diluted black man in our genes.
We have the ability to make any type of color. Black people can make an albino baby. We can make the same color as an Asian baby, a white baby,
you
black
seen
baby.
A light skin?
We've made all of them.
You ever seen a light skinned indigenous aboriginal with a blonde hair and blue eyes?
Mm-hmm. Nah, we produced it.
It's just clean.
Yeah.
To somebody say otherwise, bro. And I just get tired of the point we always gotta apologize for what we say, but ain't nobody gave us one apology.
Not one. Not one.
Well,
I ain't seen Donald Trump apologize yet.
Apologize.
Now, how can you get on a nigga? Come on, world, what are we doing?
He said, I'm about to give the cops some more monies and put a couple thousand more cops in Chicago so they can, you know what I'm saying, tired of these protests. Like, he basically saying that he don't use the cops to attack the protesters and all the black people that be.
You better do it because you only got 25 more years. Well, no, 30.
Is it 30?
No, 29.
Who got 30?
Because they said by the year 2050, it's not going to be a single white person on this earth no more. It's going to be either you mixed or you black. If you mix, you black.
Hey, put chocolate in white milk.
You done or you finished? She's just like, you ain't got no choice. You finished or you
and
done?
That's coming from y'all statistics, your scientists, your peoples.
The way America, well, not America, the world. It's kind of like that movie I watched, The Platform.
Y'all seen the platform.
Right, y'all
got to
go.
It's a prison.
Oh,
it's
they,
like,
yeah.
With the levels
food,
and shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that shit great.
Good boy.
I got 50 things. They were just dropping foods. Like, how you ease? Man, if it's enough love by the time he hit
the old dude took his shit he's on the lower level, so I have to disrespect him. You ain't shit. He took a whole shit on his head. I was like, bro,
you can't do nothing about it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Can you move up to the next level?
So, yeah, you can, but like, is it after a month? Is it every month?
Yeah, after a certain time frame, they switch your floors, but you don't automatically go up.
It's 333 floors.
Yeah, he only thought it was like 100.
It's only one table that gets
from after they
from eat. One to 333.
But see, how it's processed is the food starts off amazing. Like, you got niggas up there whipping it up, chefing it up. But then you just see, it basically shows you the levels of us. You got the superior niggas, the niggas that think they're superior, and it's how they do this shit as it goes down.
You ain't gotta do
the main character started on 131 for first floor, then somehow unwinded on the sixth floor. He was like, alright, I'm on the sixth floor, I'm up there with the top niggas, so I'll be able to change some shit. Nigga on the fifth floor took a shit on his roommate head. He said, fuck y'all.
I was like, bro, to you on the top floor,
cause he was like, save some food, save some, like, you know what I'm saying, fuck you.
I seen people eating each other and shit.
That old man was cold at the first one. They should have let him go through that hell, cause he already knew the shit to do. He's like, table start going down. He's like,
it's getting crazy. All
right. He's like, you better eat. There's no telling what food you gonna be on next.
Facts. And see, that's the thing. Like, that's how you end up getting like the food how it's looked the way it does, cause you got the niggas that haven't eaten at all, and then they get put like on the second floor.
If you keep food, they either freeze your room, or it gets hot to the point that you either freeze to death or burn to death.
So it's no cheat codes. Only cheat code is death. This is it. I'm out of this bitch, bro. I'm out of this life.
Crazy. Speaking of crazy, y'all see your boy Kanye though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna kill my daughter.
I feel like all of us, everybody can be crazy.
I think I need some.
I need to give me.
I need some clarity
putting
on that.
You on the, yeah, presidential.
Because we
stand
on the other side, we don't know everything was going on. Because I ain't gonna lie, if I was Kanye West and I was around none but Kardashians, I would be scared of me. Boy.
What? He said that was him on Get Out. Like, everybody knows that movie Get Out was about me. I mean, it could.
Kardashians done have too been much. Saying that. They have done too much in the black community. I'm sorry. They have done too
can't
much.
Have your crazy ass running the country, Kanye. I'm sorry. He might. I don't know what Kanye would do.
I don't know what they like. They, I know it costs black too, being some turmoil.
I think it'd be too easily used, and they would use it. Well, see, the black, he says it's okay, so you black people.
He's emotionally unstable, so let's just put him on a platform. He means well, right, but
they
he's
got
gonna say some
when
stupid
we was
shit.
Like, yeah, he's speaking for the black people. Oh, he does. He said, Harriet Tubman, she never freed the slaves.
I was like, wait.
I see
how to go work for the
I
white
see
people.
What he's talking about, but in
but
way,
she freed the slaves because they
deliverance was all off.
But the thing is, like they said, like Kanye, of course, there was no black owned businesses. They were slaves.
You know what I'm saying?
There was no wealth.
But they actually had a legal reference of being free.
Yeah, we was free. We had the choice to go work. Now,
we didn't. Versus. He didn't. They didn't. She didn't take them to nothing but another white man. Well, nigga, there was no black where people that owned it? Shit. Kanye? We don't want us to fucking run across the water, nigga.
we're not even supposed to be free in the first place right now. We supposed to have our own jobs. We supposed to have stuff. Come on.
But he was talking about how Chris, Kim, and all their mom was trying to get all his kids to do Playboy and all type of just fucked up shit.
That's your fault. You got with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's what they all about.
Ain't nobody told you to go get a prick, knock her up. Now you got living consequences, brother. And now you living live, get out.
Now where's your real friends at? You made a whole song about real friends.
I haven't seen my nigga Kanye. I ain't seen that nigga look happy in a while. Bro, just maybe that may be media, but I just...
since Pablo.
Since his mom died, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Most certainly.
Yeah, you're right.
Never mind, I'm not even gonna get into sacrifices and shit like that. I don't know if it was.
I don't speak on it just because of, I don't know, your life like that. Again, yeah. I could be at a low level like from that movie.
Yeah.
And people, you know what I'm saying? Somebody on a whole
you don't level. Understand.
Yeah.
Poor man. You don't know what it
is. At this level, I'm like, oh, you didn't sacrifice nobody. You just stupid.
Poor man.
I just can't, I don't know. I just, the fact that.
Started at a lower level than me.
The fact.
President. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was a slave, but he went into politics.
Yeah, they hold that nigga though.
Oh,
yeah.
He did pretty good from what I heard.
Yeah, they hold him though.
Because
he was an immigrant. But he's not from America.
He got this spot somehow. He managed to get it.
But once they started getting a hold of it,
started doing things they didn't like.
Took that Terminator money.
Because that's the rule. Like, I ain't gonna say it's a law, but it's like the rule is you have to be born in America to hold like a government office, political office. You can't be from nowhere. So somehow, Terminator got in it, bitch. Legalized weed and everything. Said, I'm gonna do it. I'm with
That's why they was like,
he said, oh, I can't be a governor. I'll be back.
The higher ups was probably like, oh, okay, Arnold. I'm like,
hey, Terminator.
He got all comfortable and shit.
That's what needs to happen, bro. Boy. People that don't necessarily run for prison, run for the like the local office. So
that's
say
what
like
they
the
trying. Rock. That's what they've been doing.
Run for the mayor of, you know what I'm saying? Wherever he is, you
the mayor of Duncanville. How about it just be the mayor of Duncanville?
Some mogul, like, you fix stuff like that. Don't forget that president, because that ain't nothing but.
Yeah, you got it. That's just a puppet, nigga. Yeah, you can't even make your own rules without the consent of these niggas.
I'm still debating on.
President still has for the parents. President.
That ain't nothing but a show to make people feel important. Mm-hmm. It's a game. You want to vote? Come on and vote.
Well, look at this one person.
Tell me why Trump's homeboy, homegirl, where they pleaded not guilty for that sex trafficking shit. Only got like 60 days in jail. And it's literally proof on old dude. I forgot his name. I don't know.
Because the money.
Bro, as long as you got this.
Bro, he touched like over 100 little girls.
As long as you got this. R. Kelly did it for years. As long as you got this.
He got the parents' consent.
As long as you got this.
R. Kelly said, I got paper.
He got paper. He had contracts.
And you go to jail because they go to jail too.
And he's black, so he most certainly.
Because you got this, you stay alive as long as you got this. As soon as they start dwindling, you get R. Kelly treatment, which is you get locked up.
Yeah.
He put behind the ball.
You had all of your protection. That's the thing about money.
I made gospel music for y'all.
I just can't. Like, I don't know if it's just the world or America, but like, people cherish money over life. Bro, you get what I'm saying? And that shit is just. I don't know, bro.
Make the world go around.
It's domination.
It don't make the world go around. The world goes around regardless. It makes us seem like we have something to be here worthwhile.
This
like,
is just the modern
world. Don't give a fuck about money.
It's an illusion because
humanity.
The Indians, you go back to the native people. They was fine without money. Like, we chilling. Now I'm walking around with my shirt off all day. I'm chilling, bro.
They have their own way of equivalent and exchange. Right. Instead of without using money.
People of, like, us being from the Caribbean, we chilling. Like, bro, ain't nobody worried about. We got our own way of moving around here.
Got our own way of trade. Hey, fam, I got a couple goats.
Okay, what you want for them?
I got a couple eggs.
I got 10 horses.
We was all really just neighboring shit. Hey, fam, it's you got some. System. I give you that bet.
It's called the barter system. You do something to me, I do something for you. What you need done? Something equivalent to what I need done. All right, cool.
But if you don't do it, then you gotta work for me for at least 3 days.
You gotta get your ass whooped.
I'll say like 3 or 4 days. Or get your ass whooped.
Y'all the one brought this paper money in that don't mean.
There was always some type of currency, just not to this extent.
Yeah.
It was also a trade. It was always some kind of trade.
It wasn't so, what's the word?
Because you can't create.
It's more minimal. It used to be like more because it was more cultural based. Mm-hmm. Right? So, okay, this is how my culture rock. This is how we exchange the bam. And then it became more. What's the word I'm like?
You actually exchange
marginal.
Like, because
they made select currency now. Like it's only the American surplus. Dollar, the euro, yeah. The what's the
the yen,
the pound.
I mean, not yen.
Yen.
Yeah.
It's so many now. So now it's only like a handful of them. So like, okay, we can
Bitcoin.
Control.
Canadian.
Now we can control where the money goes because we can keep an eye on it versus all these little individuals.
Yeah,
that was another. I don't know who the fuck invented it, but
anyway,
just currency and the fact to be like
Japanese people. I learned that when I was on Forex.
Just the fact that
no, they didn't create currency. They created the charts. Not my bad.
Just the fact that you know what? I don't want to really give up any of my shit. I want to keep everything. I'm going to just give him some paper. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell him this is really worth this amount for him to give me something that I want, and I don't have to give up anything but this thing that I can just make abundance of. You know what I'm saying? You used to be able to, I mean, you used to have to like trade your minerals or the things that you grew yourself. You know what I'm saying? The things that you put hard labor into, those were the things that you traded. And I guess hard labor became putting it into money in a sense.
So but that was limited. Like,
yeah, like, it was limited. Exactly. Now you can just make an abundance of paper and still somehow government be broke. How you be rich and broke at the same time?
Rich, like, you niggas make
you a broke rich motherfucker.
You make up money.
Illusion of money.
Give me some money. Just go print up a whole my reparations and give it to me. Is it? Ain't what's so hard about
this? Yeah, facts.
Oh, well, we owe this. Print up some more money and pay them this. But see, they know y'all. They know the tricks. Like, nigga, we don't care about that green dollar y'all talking about. You better come with it. We need some.
We need some land, some gardens. Some fresh water sources for ourselves.
Some spring water.
They like, fuck you in it, Benjamin Franklin with the blue strip. They don't need nothing else. In the grand scheme of things.
That's just how it is, man. Yeah, Kanye fam, I don't really got nothing bad to say against you because I don't know your struggle. I don't know your life, but yeah, real facts.
Stop talking for all of us because you still don't know.
Yeah, you need
about
to,
yourself
exactly because you need some self love and you need some. I feel like if you didn't go public with so much things and you was actually putting thought and readiness behind your words and actions, you would be further along where you wanted to be. But I feel like you've been consumed by trying to be the star of your own show, which I feel, you know what I'm saying? You want to be a superhero. You want to help us. But the way that you want to help us isn't the best way. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to say what is the best way, but you need to face the things that's going on in your life immediately before you try to lead a community or a nation of people, bro.
The last comment that Kanye should have honestly just said was, Bush doesn't like black people around that Hurricane Katrina shit. He should have just left it at that and never said anything else after that. That was good enough.
You need to, what you call? What are you looking at?
I seen that. Bitch almost killed us. What she hate her nigga so much, she damn near killed herself.
What she do?
Oh, you talking about the lady with, got like 5 kids?
Oh, shit. She set the car on fire?
Sorry, y'all. We watching this lady.
She said she blew her face off?
Basically.
Damn it.
Why? Why would you hurt yourself for somebody else?
It wasn't intentional. It's that karma.
Boy.
Doing too. And speaking of karma, where we at on time, sir?
53. I'm trying to see what's going on the actual screen.
Okay. Before we, you know, I'm going to ask this question.
Karma right there. Saying, speaking of karma, it's going to come back. We got to have that talk, man.
Are we
asked for y'all to sit down and have that talk and acknowledge?
Karma can be good. Can be good karma or bad
karma. Yeah, you put out the bad karma, it's going to come.
Damn. We've been live for 25 minutes. He got his face blowed the fuck up.
We only been live for 25 minutes.
Three?
Live.
Yeah,
but so we've been recording for
And we can hear.
Well, not out. She said, damn, that impact on the movies don't tell you about this.
I heard about the people trying to Jeffrey Einstein. How they chopped
Epstein?
Yeah. How they murked off the.
Oh, the son of. The jazz fucked up.
They trying to hide the list.
Can't hide the pedo.
You can't. Jeffrey, he was not able to go throughout life without help from higher up wealthy people. So they are. I bet there's a goddamn ring of wealthy people with the hoods on and everything. How can we get them? You know what I'm saying? How can we keep our names off the list?
Niggas some freaks.
I feel like once everybody started becoming more aware of the sex trafficking business, I feel like that's when America's gonna.
Because you're gonna see change. Names. You're gonna see a bunch of names up in there.
You're gonna be like, nigga, that was my daughter. Nigga, my daughter been missing for 3 years. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's gonna be all type of higher up names in that ring.
Man, what?
Have you seen this shit? But I'm not.
Oprah and Ellen. I believe all that shit. No, fuck Oprah. Oprah been a sellout since the 90s, I want to say.
She got up when nobody was getting up. She got up.
Man, I don't even know how she got up.
She got up quickly. She got up in the 80s.
Up. And yeah. She got her own show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you talking about her own TV station?
I want to get you better.
Yeah.
I don't know in them times. You came up like you. You came up and you weren't playing no sports. You came up.
You said you wasn't playing no sports. You were
doing no music. Black woman took them.
She was up.
To open the, I don't know. What
type of investors you have?
And then y'all be trying to get my nigga Mike, get at Russell.
Talk about that website.
Talking about Wayfair.
Yeah,
it's basically.
Oh, I seen
you
that.
You seen that? How y'all feel about that?
I seen somebody debugged it. The actual girls was like, "How did y'all get my pictures?" Like, I'm chilling over here. The white girl, the black girl, she was like, "Bitch, what up?"
Nah, it's too coincidental. They say, "Hey, bitch, come here, get on the camera. I'm gonna doll you up real quick. I need you to say this."
But
shit.
They were just the names of lost girls.
They was names of missing kids. And like when she was like, "Why is this automatically filled in?" And she looked it up, and there was a child missing. Like, I don't know, man. It's,
I was posted on Reddit. It was just a conspiracy theory thing. The thing that kind of debugged it for me was that a lot of people saying that those cases or cabinets like that, they really do go for that much. Like on other sites.
Yeah, they do. The furniture is high.
Oh, no, they wasn't talking. The furniture shit, I don't know. This is what the world does. This is what I'm going to let y'all know America does. It causes so much corruption and bullshit and just awful things that you gotta create things to get it lost in the ether, to get it lost in what's really out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, all this bad shit is going on, but if we make all of these other people talk about the same bad shit, then it's gonna be almost like boy crying wolf. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know what to believe because, you know what I'm saying? So it takes away from the things that are actually happening. And that's what's so fucked up. That's when you know something's so corrupt. You like, we talking about this, but I don't know.
I just don't really know, like, what was the whole, like,
consensus?
Like, just, like, what? So it was just the names of lost girls or girls that have been lost.
I think what that person should have did is
saying, like, oh, well, if you buy this, I was like, I thought for me, like, what, you can buy the furniture and little girls is coming in like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah. I'm like, is that what the whole issue is? Or you just going off on y'all just these are girls?
Anything's possible. I'm pretty sure they got an app out there.
But I'm like, these
where you can drug traffic or child traffic, sex traffic.
They wouldn't be that stupid.
Because
they've been undercover this year, you wouldn't be as stupid now.
This is what you have to look at that shit is. I think they should have just went all the way through with it. Like, made the purchase.
God damn.
You make the purchase, you get it shipped to your house, and you see who's in the box.
About a couple couches.
Ain't that what the black web?
What's in the fucking box?
Frost and Flakes, nigga. The black web was supposed to do you sneak.
You never seen that Vine?
Geek, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, this is the thing with sex trafficking. This is the thing that makes it so powerful. It's because you get a child, right? And you corrupt and brainwash that child to be whoever, whatever you want that child to be. And that's a large control within itself because you pretty much have some kind of control on the future. You get what I'm saying? Because you know what you... It's just so many different powerful levels to go into it. Even if you do it to, say, you do it to a black community where you can pollute a child's mind and then put them back in the world. You get what I'm saying? And it just keeps your story of that community continue. You know what I'm saying?
It's deep on that.
But I'm saying there's so many different things.
On the black market, you know how much black million or black lungs a black heart is? Man, that shit
is worth millions. It is worth millions. A black man is worth millions. I had an old head in my job tell me,
gotta give up,
and it was from a white man. That's how I know this shit is real. I'm not gonna tell y'all why I work, but it's a lot of white people coming there. But it was a white man. He said, "Hey, don't ever put a donor on your driver's license." And then, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why he telling me this. Because I made him smile. I made him feel good. Older white man. He said, "Hey, don't ever put donor."
They're going to try to keep
basically. He said, "Don't ever put donor on your license or anything." Because that already gives them another reason to want to kill you. Because now it's not illegal to take your organs. You know what I'm saying? I was like, All right, man. I don't got donor on my shit. I had donor at first.
Oh, yeah, you can be saving somebody's lives.
It's God's time.
I remember those videos. I was like, boy, this hoe.
As soon as you get your license and walk outside, somebody snipe your ass.
Oh, shoot, got some nudes.
This is the best way to do it. If you really want to save lives, there's a way that you can keep your organs within your family. If you put it in the will, you know what I'm saying? You can control that shit. But they don't let you know the control that you can have.
You can control your own organs. Like, when you, for example, me and Darnell was talking about starting a business to where...
Don't put your business ideas out there. Yeah, keep that to yourself.
Never mind.
Keep that to yourself.
30 years. My bad.
You probably do it sooner before. You know what I'm talking about? Keep that. Somebody
gonna watch shit next week, nigga.
Wait, this nigga said what?
You gonna look up tomorrow.
Give him the whole daddy formula.
Nah, that's a... Man, yeah, all this black shit, man. It's a shame that we got to keep going through this just because people choose to be ignorant. Because at this day and age, bro, internet is at your fingertips, fam. Your knowledge, anything that you want to know is at your fingertips. You may get some bullshit, but you're going to get a lot of truth, too. And see, you're going to get so much truth that you didn't know about that you're going to think is bullshit. And that's what's crazy.
Gotta get out the matrix.
I'm gonna ask this question before we get off of here. My random question. You know what I'm saying? I like doing random questions when we out here. Do you think history should be kid friendly, like PG-13 history, or do you believe history should be just like hard R type shit?
Hard R all the way.
My daughter come back from school, say, yeah, daddy, I learned about George Washington. I'm like, fuck that nigga. You gonna learn about
George Washington Carver, this motherfucker. You gonna learn about George Washington Carver, this motherfucker. Make you some peanuts around this motherfucker.
Because did you know his...
I can't even talk about him, because he was low-key owned by white people. They cut off his balls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't make no peanuts out this bitch.
That's why his voice was so high. All that estrogen from them peanuts.
Yeah, nigga, that shit is I believe that shit should be a real hard R, just because the things that you do not teach are bound to repeat.
Yeah, if you don't know your past, you're bound to repeat.
You get what I'm saying? So if you never show how slavery was caused, what happened, where we got to it, the meticulous things on what happened, then you know. Well, some people might just be like, I'll learn how to do it better. Just like, you know, you get caught stealing. So anyway, you just learn not to repeat that cycle. Even for the white children at home, like, you'll be able to have an empathetic child for that community of whatever the race may be. I say, if you live in a community that has all of these minorities, make it a point to learn about the culture, at least where they met with America, to teach them what happened.
You guys are only 14% of the world's population.
I would even just speak on just American history. I'll be like, all right, shit, this first year, we're going to speak on American history. We're going to speak on African history. Like, it's going to be levels to it, about the truth.
But there's
levels to it.
I feel like there should be at least... what's the word I'm looking for?
It should be a self-defense class against white people. I ain't gonna lie.
against white people.
How to defend yourself against Karens and cops and officers. All that shit. Needs to be meditation classes on how to free the mind and emotions. Everything needs to be unraveled.
Any community that has been pushed down, neglected, or, you know what I'm saying, anything that systematically has been out there and that our world has done, our country has done, you know what I'm saying, that has wronged these things, you got to bring those things to the foresight, and you got to stop whiting out the fucking bad that people have done. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just going to make us continue to be a terrible country, bro, is if we keep trying to white out all of those bad things. You know what I'm saying?
What if the black man say, hey, I got something that can take away if you made a mistake on signing some documents or anything, call it white out.
And I think it's just because the paper was white too, and it blended in with the
paper. I want to know, did a black person really make that white out? Yeah, I'm gonna laugh.
Thought
they were smart. At least they making this money.
Yeah, nah. So you say hard R?
Yeah, because I saw all the hard shit that they did to slaves. So yeah, I need to keep.
So you say, what age do you introduce?
Nigga from birth.
Nigga, mine's is learning. I mean, he understand. Hey, you can like them, but hey, they
be weary of them.
Yeah, be weary. Don't put all your eggs in the goddamn basket.
Do you build your son confidence up? Like for my daughter, I'd be like, stand in the mirror and I say, I'm a black queen, I'm a black goddess.
Yeah,
affirmations basically.
Oh yeah, my son knows who he
is. It builds that confidence, and then at least for them to see that reflection of themselves, to say it and be like, that's me. And when somebody else try to go against that, it's like, nah, it's not. I'm not even gonna let that in my vessel.
I told myself that I was a god, I was a queen.
Who you are. That's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Your words mean nothing compared to my words for my being.
What you were saying to your question, that's where you started right there. That's the that's the most honest truth. I remember my mom telling me, she said, "You bad, you gonna go to jail." And I was like,
"And see, that's another. That's another thing we do as a community. We call our children bad."
Like, what is bad? I didn't never know.
Think about my friends when we first was growing up. You know what I'm saying? They lived across the street from Pops.
You acting bad. You acting bad.
They were being bad, bro, but they never got condemned. And think about it. That's where that superiority complex come from never being told what you're doing is bad or that it's wrong. It's been like, no. You know what I'm saying? It's been like, go to timeout, Timmy. You know what I'm saying? It's never been like... Like, I literally seen dude, my friend across the street, I literally seen dude storm out the house. This nigga's only a year older than me at the time. Well, he's always going to be a year older than me. But he was only a year older than me. And I think he was maybe a junior at the time. This nigga walked out the house, fuck you, beer hand, walking down the street. Like, how the fuck? He was drinking a beer the whole time? Y'all was having this? If I say possible,
poof. I wouldn't say, I was like, you're not bad, you just ignorant.
You act
ignorant.
It's a reason that we do that, because we let our kids, you know, and a lot of coaches know that, but you're still a kid, and there's a hierarchy that you follow.
I think,
regardless of what, at the end of the day, although you're my child, you might see, in the grand scheme of things, you're at the lowest of the hierarchy right now. You have no say so in nothing. Only thing you do is follow directions at this point, because I'm trying to protect you because you ain't been here long enough.
But think about it.
The thing is, you can do that. So but also teach them how.
That's what I'm saying. You just don't say somebody bad.
You got to tell them what they're doing is wrong.
You can't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My mom would just be like, "You're bad," but won't go into why I'm bad or what did I do to become bad. That's what I'm
bad. So you're constantly being told that you're bad. You end up having this. Badness.
I had to figure it out on myself. I couldn't figure it out until I got my teenage years. I was like, okay, I understand. Like, why you call me bad? This. I have to. Like, it took me some years, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but just hard head stuff.
See, that's me.
You know, the little kid, what you doing is bad. My
not
son
necessarily.
Now, my son now he's three, and he knows what he does bad because he'll look. Bad.
That's good. That's good.
And he'll look and do it. He's making sure ain't nobody looking. And the minute he do it, he does. No, Dad. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
So does he know that it's bad?
He knows it's bad because
don't be sneaky.
Sorry.
Because especially with me, I'm gonna give you all the warnings in the world, so you know what's bad. That's with kids or sponges. You know what to do, how to get what you want. What you need to
but
do.
But see, I feel like that's learning your behavior, not necessarily knowing what is bad. They know what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? Because they can possibly get away with it with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's what I'm telling. What you doing is not just for me. You can't get away with nobody nowhere. You can't act like this nowhere. Not just with me. You can't act like this nowhere. Especially with... I talk to him now. With the color of your skin, you can't act. Not even now. I can't... Even he has a water gun. I let him go out in the driveway, but I tell him, don't go out too far because I don't need no incidents like Tamir Rice with somebody. Oh, I see somebody got a gun, little kid, and they pull up and you got a water gun. You
don't even acknowledge, dude. Just, saying,
you don't have that privilege of doing certain things. So you can't be like your friend, why fuck you, mom. And no, you don't get that. You don't have. You don't get the luxury of having that type of
mentality.
Security complex that you now have to bow down to nobody. No, you have to because you're not in a position to. You ain't done nothing to be in a position. You ain't earned it. You just now coming into this earth. So everything I'm doing is teaching.
Isn't...
Yeah. You're supposed to shift the dynamic of what's going on. That's why I'm telling you these things.
I feel like children are not the lowest on the pedestal. Not pedestal, but I don't feel like they're the lowest. I feel like I feel like they are the highest in... We have to
get the highest. I feel like we're the lowest to keep.
When I say hierarchy, there's a hierarchy. When I mean there's a chain of command.
Yeah.
You don't come into the world being on top. Yeah, now
not at all.
You're the one that's gonna carry on the legacy when your time comes.
I feel like in like emotionally, like they at the top when it comes to how they love,
like children
how they love or how they express themselves.
Yeah.
That's where they at top. And for us, we've been suppressed so long, we kind of don't even know how to
use them. Like their emotions are raw. They don't know how to use them, when to use them, how to control them, extensions. That's why I cry every time, whether it's I'm hungry or I'm sleepy. I give you the same cry because I don't know how to communicate that yet. Mm-hmm. I just know when I make a noise, they get y'all coming here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're the future. That's the thing, because you got to carry on the legs. You got to carry on the teachings, but... Until then, you're in training up into that point. And but as long as, like, let's say, Dad, as long as I'm still here, I'm still the chain of, and you may know more, you may be smarter, you're more equipped from the world, but I'm still, there's a hierarchy, and you have to show respect. And that's what all that is. Don't ever get to the point where you think you overstep the hierarchy and who the people that got you here, that taught you, that protected and shielded.
Don't make yourself above people that you're equal to. I feel like kids, children, babies are the purest form of humans. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they are honestly more aligned than adults are because they feel raw. Just like you said.
What you saying, you right. What you saying, what you right. But what he said is really all about, you can say, you know, saying bad, but you have to explain why. Well, like, I'm telling you, you're bad because of this. And also speak affirmation after that. Like, right. It used to be, you're bad, whooping, go to your room, you're grounded. What did I do? You know what you did. I don't know what I did.
What he need to do better? Everything.
Just don't do it again. What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
You know what you did.
No, I don't. I'm dead ass. I don't know what the fuck I did.
Well, I'm being honest this time. But kids are the purest form of emotion. But that's because...
You not to get on that goddamn couch.
At the same time...
Why can't I get on the couch?
They don't... experience nothing. You know what I'm saying? They haven't experienced nothing. So they don't know.
They don't know the harsh reality of what life is. They only see what they want it to be. We set in what life is. We set in what has been made. We don't give them the land of that you are free. You can be free because you can't be because that's what we've created. That's what rule has been created.
I'm gonna tell her that she's free mentally. I'm gonna tell her she's free emotionally. But
that's the feds, right there. They said these niggas talking too much good
flesh,
shit.
You gonna have
in
to
this
know.
World, no, yeah. You're not free. Freedom is an illusion. Because absolute freedom is chaos. Because you have people that don't abide by rules. I'm gonna do what I want to. That's why everywhere you go, there's rules. Even in the land of indigenous people, their tribes, there's rules you have to abide
by. There's laws of the land.
Right. I think when they say free, you have a right to just choose. But whatever you choose, just know there's something.
That's anything.
Not respond to your choice.
Like, I have a choice with anything.
Nothing can be.
That's what freedom is.
No, nothing is free when there's control.
Everything is free. It's just like nature. There's a response and there's something.
It's a reaction.
Yes, a response and reaction. You have the freedom to choose whatever you want to do, but there's always going to be a reaction and a response.
There's going to be a repercussion towards it. It's going to be a cause and effect
towards
it.
You're free to do it, but there's going to be a reaction to what you do. It's like this.
But nothing's free if there's control, no matter what.
There's laws that say if I can't do something because...
Physically, I'm not... I'm mentally... You're free, like he said. Yeah. Mentally, you're free. Mentally, you can make these decisions.
I'm gonna teach you that you're
in the physical realm. We control what you do. You do that, I'm putting you in jail.
The consequence of your free choice. That's what slavery and whites. They whites had the choice to do what they wrong, do where they want to go. Slaves, they didn't have it
exactly because they were controlled.
Exactly, but they free is when you have the time you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
To be free is when you can choose without the fear of certain retaliation.
Yeah, that's freedom. Freedom, I feel like freedom doesn't have those immediate repercussions. I feel like freedom, if I could do this,
And I don't have to worry about what I don't have to worry about somebody trying to inflict rule on me because I'm free. If I'm in the middle of a field, I can shoot a gun. I could fucking get butt ass naked. I could beat my meat in the middle of the field. But when I get in this area, then those no longer is able. I can't do those things. If I do those things, I'm going to be locked up and restricted and confined and controlled. And my freedom is going to be taken away. So it's like, they go hand in hand in a sense, but yeah, that shit is.
When I found financial freedom with Verizon, it was nothing but chaos after that. Niggas tried to control me and everything, and I was like, "Fuck y'all!" On the roof, man. Then they set me back free.
Yeah. You want to be free so goddamn bad.
But guess what?
Back to the wilds.
But guess what? But when they set me free, I set my mind free. I was like, "Shit, I'm in control now." But based off my control is.
I feel like there's always going to be some type of rule or
goes
control.
Hand in hand.
I just feel like the main rule should just be don't harm each other. That's pretty much the best rule to get because harming is like stealing, killing, lying. You get what I'm saying?
And more.
Nobody's on that same wave.
Because you can't do it and nobody can.
It's basically 10 commandments.
All you need is three
more. They got the laws of Matt, which is
they couldn't follow the Ten Commandments.
It was like these niggas can't follow the Ten.
You didn't say I couldn't have my dick out in public. You didn't say that. Yes. But see, think about it though. The world is so it used to be so free. It used to be where you could do these things. I mean, indigenous folks showed. You could walk around with fucking tiny little napkins over your private parts and not get raped, bro.
It was more so your people.
Because they had a freedom.
Yeah, you take care of whatever your culture in your area is. Y'all do y'all. Y'all do you. Y'all do y'all. Y'all do what y'all do. Y'all do what y'all. It don't matter. We all, in our own little world, control our own way. Whereas now, it's like, okay, with the whole new world order and domination, okay, we got to get everybody under one rule so we can... That way we can keep an eye and control stuff. So we gonna come up with these laws that everybody in one whole continent has to abide by. Almost over a billion people have to abide by one rule of a few people that made these rules up ages ago. Laws that they made up ages ago or now with certain people, a few men get in the room and decide what's the law of the land, what's the new rules we can impose.
And then they put it in your Bible and say respect. You gotta abide by the law of the law of the land. It's the law of the land, not the law of the man.
Since we made the law of the land, where is our law of the land? They were like looking around. I guess nothing. We can go do whatever the fuck we want to go do.
Life is crazy. And with that being said. People need to get home and get them Z's. And we appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode. Good conversations, you know what I'm saying? And in the day, baby, hey, I'm just uplifting our people, man. People, our people, we gotta get out the dark, baby. We're more than just people, man. We God. Even Kanye, if you wanna follow Kanye, I'm a God. We gods, baby.
We all gods in our own right,
and
man.
And ain't nothing wrong with saying it. Everybody else said, why can't we say it?
You gotta go through the darkness to get to the light.
Right.
You gotta realize that they always exist together, hand in hand.
Peace, people, peace.
And watch it in color, y'all.
Educate yourselves, love yourselves, and love everyone else. Unite, unity, yeah.